Checking on the Arts is made possible by the Orpheum Theater and by Memphis College of Art. Center Stage Theater Company is producing a very serious and very appropriate play, Judgment at Nuremberg, next weekend and the weekend after at Theater Works. Judgment at Nuremberg, of course, 1961 motion picture. Stanley Kramer directed. Abby Mann, I think, won an Academy Award for the screenplay. Skip Howard is in the show, old friend from WKNO, who, of course, has been active in the Theater Works. Evan Mann is also appearing, and they have both joined me today. Welcome. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning, Daryl.
Good to see you.
Hey, Skip, tell us about this play.
Well, the play is based on the judge's trial, the Nuremberg war crimes trials following the defeat of Nazi Germany. There were actually two sets of trials. What we know as the main trials, the IMT, or the International Military Tribunal, that was Goering, that was Hess, that was Stryker, that was Speer, and all of the bigwigs. There were 177 lesser trials following that, which are called the subsequent trials. Mm-hmm. And that was doctors, attorneys, judges, industrialists, people with IG Farben. And our trial, the one that's the fictional trial in Judgment at Nuremberg, is based on the judge's trial from 1948. In fact, our show is set in 1948, so it's 3 years since the end of the war.
Yeah.
And the four judges, members of the Ministry of Justice in Nazi Germany, are on trial for crimes against humanity. And their part in this, and their collusion, and the purpose is, you know, to find out whether, in fact, they were guilty of that. Were they just following orders? You know, was there something there that we didn't know about that caused them to do this? So that's what this is. This is an exploration, and it was beautifully portrayed in the 1961 film that we all remember, the Stanley Kramer classic that won Maximilian Schell his Oscar for his portrayal of defense attorney Rolf, who is the character that Evan Mann is playing in our production. But what people don't realize is that prior to the 1961 iteration of Judgment at Nuremberg, it actually aired as a 90-minute teleplay on
Playhouse 90.
Yeah, thank you, Mike. Yeah. Just escaped.
I got you.
Playhouse 90 on April 16th, 1959, just a few days before Passover. And Maximilian Schell was in that production as well, playing Rolf. And there were a couple of people that were in that production that moved over and played the same roles in the motion picture production. But in the movie, Spencer Tracy played Justice Haywood.
Right.
Greg Fletcher is our Justice Haywood. In the Playhouse 90 production, it was Claude Rains.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Claude Rains.
That's amazing.
But it's a very powerful, powerful show. And it has a lot of life lessons for us even 70 years later. Some of this stuff in the script, you read the script and you think this was ripped out of the headlines yesterday.
Yeah.
It's almost scary how timely this is, and unfortunately probably will always be timely.
As we mentioned, of course, this was a motion picture in 1961, won a couple of Academy Awards and was nominated for many, many more. But the actual stage version didn't come along until much, much later.
2001, the Longacre Theater on Broadway. Abby Mann was actually still living at that point, and he brought it to the stage. So it's had three iterations.
Can I interrupt to tell you that Maximilian Schell went from playing the defense attorney to playing the accused, Ernst Jahning, in that? It was a wonderful, wonderful sort of evolution and growing into, if you will. You know, this actor really, really did a powerful job in both roles.
And Abby Mann actually said of his performance as Ernst Jahning, he was a better Jahning than Burt Lancaster. And on the DVD, there's a great interview with him. He just talks about the evolution of this show and how it really did become a part of him, because, of course, he was German.
Right.
Or he and his sister were German. Mm-hmm. And he lived through that time.
Sure.
So this is something that, you know, stays with you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Incredible cast, as a matter of fact, in addition to Maximilian Schell and Spencer Tracy, Marlena Dietrich, Judy Garland, Montgomery Clift, a very young William Shatner. It's just an unbelievable thing, and so it's quite a role to take on. You are playing the Maximilian Schell part.
No,
you're not.
They don't know in the audience. They don't see who you're pointing to in Radio
true.
Land.
Yeah. So tell us about this. Tell us about Rolf.
Well, he's a patriot, and he's a young man who would have grown up just after the German nation became the German nation, and so he probably would have had very proud parents. Would have had for the first few years of his life the pride in seeing his flag and the people of his country, knowing the industrious accomplishments they'd made during the revolution, and then, boom, right away, war. Yeah. He probably would have known hunger, poverty, and then reparations happened, and then another war happened following the takeover of the Third Reich. So
right.
Here's this man who, as a child, saw what his country could be, and then almost immediately, since then, has watched it kind of get the boot heel of the world. And so he's sitting in this courtroom, this illustrious German courtroom where a beautiful German flag used to wave underneath an American flag, the conqueror's banner,
mm-hmm.
where these men
mm-hmm.
who know nothing about his country, who have bombed Hiroshima and Nagasaki, are here to tell him and his people, whom they see as barbarous, how they are to live their lives. And I can't think of any higher stakes than that, than, you know, the fate of your country rests on your shoulders. For me as an actor, that's wonderful motivation. And to touch on something Skip said a minute ago, I have in this introductory monologue, he says, "The avowed purpose of this tribunal is to find a code of justice the whole world will be responsible to." So he understands the gravity of the whole trial, not
mm-hmm.
just for the German people.
Mm-hmm.
And I think everybody in that whole courtroom had a sense of, you know, this is something that is unprecedented. And this is something that is going to change, literally, you know, the course of, as much as the war did, the course of how we live the rest of our lives in this century and beyond. So
very, very
big
true.
Stuff.
We're talking about Judgment at Nuremberg. It is the next production by Center Stage Theater Company at Theater Works. It's next weekend, the 21st through 23rd, and then the 28th through 30th. And if you'd like tickets, I guess Theater Works number 274-7139, or you can go online to centerstagetheater.net and buy tickets online Fridays and Saturdays at 8, Sundays at 2. Skip Howard and Evan Mann with us. Tell us about your character, Skip.
I play Justice Friedrich Hofstetter.
Yeah.
And he's just kind of, he was a judge who went along. He didn't really protest. And that comes out in the trial because he sat in judgment of some of the most egregious of the anti-Jewish laws.
Mm-hmm.
And the reaction to those laws within Nuremberg. He doesn't really have a backstory. I've kind of written a backstory for him, but because I see him as a proud German, he's probably Lutheran, so that means he's Christian, and yet he still went along with this. And for me, as a person of faith, and I think for Evan, and I'm speaking for him too, as a person of faith, this has great implications for us, because we sit here and realize, and I have been involved in Holocaust education in the local community since the early 80s, it was people who called themselves Christian
mm-hmm.
who were the perpetrators. They were the bystanders.
Yep.
They both provoked this and allowed it to take place, and they were from a Christian nation, so-called Christian nation. Even though we know that the ultimate aim of Hitler and Himmler was to do away with Christianity. And for me, the most poignant thing when you're talking about the Holocaust and the season that we're coming up on, the Christian season of Easter that we're coming up on, is the fact that if the person of Jesus Christ had been alive in Nazi Germany, he would have been in a concentration camp. He would have been gassed. And mm-hmm. that just brings it all home to me. So we who call ourselves people of faith have a responsibility to make sure that something like this never ever happens again, yet it does time after time after time, because genocide in the Holocaust, genocide the Khmer Rouge, genocide in Rwanda. It's continuing. And we don't seem to, as George Santayana said, we don't learn from the past, so we're condemned to repeat it every single time. And that has great implications for our world and us as people who are trying to survive in it.
Very, very true. And we see this over and over again. They're just going along. They're just following orders.
Right.
It's one of the famous lines is, we never thought it would go this far.
Far, exactly.
So, yeah, it's important. It's something we still need to think about.
Can I jump in and add, too, the context? You mentioned Easter. We're in Passover right now. We just had the 100th anniversary, Skip mentioned the other day, of the United States entering World War One. There mm-hmm. are so many significant things happening at this moment in history that remind us of what happened, it seems like forever ago, but really, you know, we can look to mm-hmm. yesterday, we can look to last week, we can look to moments that have happened so recently and say, this looks just like this. People are doing this for love of country everywhere, all the time.
Yep. One of the things I've done as dramaturge, and it began on January 27th, I've published, if not daily, but several times a week, something that I call Nuremberg Notes that I put on our website and mail out to the cast, so that on January 27th, their Nuremberg Note was, today was the day that Auschwitz was liberated.
Huh.
On March 22nd, their Nuremberg Note, 1933, this is the day that Dachau opened.
Wow.
On April 1st, 1933, their Nuremberg Note was, this was the day of the anti-Jewish boycotts in Germany. And this stuff is happening. At the same time I'm giving them what's going on in 33, I'm also letting them look at what's going on in the trial in 45, in 46, and 47. So I'm trying to bring this whole immediacy home. And, I mean, here's another example. April 11th, tomorrow, 1945, Buchenwald was liberated. So it's all around us.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, on the last day of our production, the final day of our production in 1945, April 30th, Adolf Hitler and Eva Braun committed suicide. So
wow.
History,
wow.
When I say history is around us, I'm not joking. And this, and we have a wonderful partnership going with Facing History mm-hmm. and Ourselves.
Yep.
And Marty Tippins Murphy and her organization have been wonderful in this, and she and I will, on the 23rd, be co-facilitating a talk back following that Sunday performance, where we talk about the implications of Nuremberg as we look at the world around us and what lessons we do or do not learn from history. So it's going to be a phenomenal production because we've got an amazing cast. I'd like to read the cast
sure,
list
go
to
ahead.
You. We've got Greg Ernest, Greg Fletcher, Jim Dale Green, Mark Rutledge, Daniel Martin, myself, John Reed, Mark Pergolesi, Evan Mann, Jerry Wakefield, Janie Paris, Michael Bouchard, Sissy Denkova, and Bob Hartman.
Yeah, good folks.
We have got a really, really good cast of some seasoned Memphis theater veterans and some newbies, one of whom is me. I'm actually getting on stage. I'm the guy that's usually sitting in the audience.
Right.
This is unknown territory for me, but I've had a blast working with the cast on this show. And just the importance of it, that's why I wanted to be involved with this. And I actually reached out to our director, Marler Stone, who unfortunately could not be with us this morning, and said, we knew each other through the theater community.
Sure.
And I basically said, Marler, you know, I used to do this, or I have this background in Holocaust education advocacy and work with the survivor community here in Memphis. So, you know, I'd like to sit down and talk to you about Judgment at Nuremberg. And my thought was that I was going to sit down, talk to him, and then he turned around and offered me the dramaturge, and I'm like, yeah, sure, I'll do that. And then he encouraged me to audition. I'm like, Marler, I don't do the heavy lifting. I leave that to the professionals. But I came out to the auditions, and I auditioned for the part of the narrator, the unseen
right, right.
voice that's pre-recorded that nobody hears, I mean, that nobody sees. And now I'm on stage as Justice Friedrich Hofstetter. But it's the way that Marler is staging this is wonderful because the defendants, all four of us, and that's Mark Pergolesi, Daniel Martin, John Reed, and myself, mm-hmm. are on stage for the entire show.
Yeah, yeah.
We are sitting there on stage during all the activity.
Wow.
So it's a phenomenal show. It's a phenomenal cast. I can't say enough about the cast. They are absolutely wonderful people with whom I've been privileged to work. And I mean, what can I say about Marler that everybody in the community doesn't already know?
All right, Center Stage Theater Company presenting Judgment at Nuremberg. It is April 21st through 23rd and 28th through 30th at Theater Works. And the phone number is 491-8191 or centerstagetheater.net, and that's R-E on both center and theater. You can get tickets there also. Fridays and Saturdays at 8, Sundays at 2. My guests today, Skip Howard and Evan Mann. Guys, thanks so much for coming in.
Well, thank you for inviting us.
It was a pleasure.
Checking on the Arts is made possible by contributing listeners and by the Orpheum Theater's 2017-2018 season. Packages available now include Rodgers and Hammerstein's The King and I, An American in Paris, The Phantom of the Opera, Finding Neverland, The Color Purple, and Something Rotten. Information at 525-3000 or orpheum-memphis.com. And by Memphis College of Art presenting Varied Construct MFA Thesis Exhibition, on view through the 28th at Marshall Arts Gallery, 639 Marshall Avenue. Additional information at mca.edu. Memphis College of Art, they make art work.